This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria C. Medina Lara. Date of birth, January the 10th, 1959. Case ID number is 543-6067. Date of exam, August the 22nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from South Texas Hospital Systems dated 4/11/22. And from Dr. Offsman Quintana, dated 4/3/2023. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old single female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back herniated disc, left foot toe amputation, urinary incontinence, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and is her last employment date was in 2013. She was where she was a provider for 8 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 5 to 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her children in an apartment and is receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. Number two, left foot toe amputation. Number three, urinary incontinence. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop a pain in her lumbar sacral spine area, which was a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral spine area that did not radiate to her legs. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc. No surgeries were performed, however. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 20 minutes, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking outside. Her physician is Dr. Iram Garcia. She denies seeing a chiropractor but did receive 3 months of physical therapy for her back. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back herniated disc / lumbargo. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, left foot toe amputation. The claimant states that in 2021, she developed a left foot cellulitis with ganglion of the left small toe. The claimant went on to have a left fifth toe amputation, which was performed in March of 2022. With good results. She denies any fractures and was given some injections for pain. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. As noted earlier, the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant was also noted to have occlusion of the right anterior tibial artery, as well as vascular disease of both legs. The claimant has no assistive devices, and as noted earlier, her physician is Dr. Iram Garcia, and she is taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She does state that she likes to walk outside to get out a little bit. The claimant had a complicated procedure of the femoral popliteal artery consisting of a atherectomy, peripheral transluminal angioplasty, and stenting of the left femoral popliteal artery and atherectomy of the distal popliteal artery peripheral transluminal angioplasty of the anterior tibialis and peroneal arteries. She also had problems with the popliteal and femoral arteries. She went on to have a amputation of the fifth small toe on the left foot. Allegation number 3, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that since June of 2022, she has had difficulty with urinary continence. She's had multiple urinary tract infections. She's been placed on oxybutynin chloride, ER, 10 milligrams QD, which she states does help. However, she still has to use 7 to 8 pads per day. No surgeries have been performed. And she states that her bladder is very weak. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus, type 2. The claimant states in 2000, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, or nephropathy, but has had diabetic polyneuropathy and atherosclerosis, vascular disease, especially of the lower extremities. The claimant checks her blood glucose level 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 58 to 230 milligrams/DL. Her last glucose blood reading was 162 milligrams/DL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. However, she is presently taking glipizide 5 milligrams BID, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, and pioglitazone hydrochloride 15 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, temporal headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. However, the claimant does have peripheral vascular disease of her lower extremities and angioplasties and stents have been placed. She is presently on lisinopril 5 milligrams QD, and her blood pressure today was 132/80 mmHg, which is normal. She appears to be very well controlled. Family history non-pertinent at this time. Medications, oxybutynin chloride ER 10 milligrams QD, pioglitazone hydrochloride 15 milligrams QD, lisinopril 5 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, vitamin D2 1.25 milligrams Q week, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Past medical history. Atherosclerosis of native arteries of the extremities with intermittent claudication of both legs. Left fifth toe amputation. Mixed hyperlipidemia, obesity, occlusion and stenosis of bilateral carotid arteries, history of smoking, 5 cigars per day for 20 years, and cigarettes as well. Non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus type 2. Varicose veins of bilateral lower extremities with other complications. Urinary incontinence, major surgeries, left foot toe small amputation performed March of 2022. Social history, the claimant has the history of smoking 5 cigars per day for 20 years and 1 half pack of cigarettes per day for 46 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 199 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 132 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 36.5. General. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last sentence, two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant does have bifocals for reading and for distances. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but mild cyanosis was noted on both lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. The claimant has had a left leg stents placed secondary to vascular disease. She does also have varicose veins that are noted bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. Could you please drop down to a muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There was normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex more than 70 degrees in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. Could you drop down to the last sentence on the last paragraph? She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to neurological on the last page? Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a left small toe amputation, which appears to have healed well. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to urinary incontinence and mild lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc. Not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have some lumbargo, however. Number two, left foot toe, small toe amputation, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be well healed. Number three, urinary incontinence being treated. However, the claimant still has to use 7 to 8 pads. Number four, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. And number five, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 132 over 80 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria C. Medina Lara.